Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I need your help. I think my boyfriend's cheating on me right now with a girl in Florida.
Oh, okay. So is your boyfriend in Florida as well?
He is, but he doesn't live there or anything. He just, he's there on business. We have an appointment together.
Okay, so he lives with you, but right now he's in Florida, and you think it's because he's cheating?
Right.
Okay, what is your boyfriend's name?
Rich.
Rich. Rich the kid. Okay, so give me the background here. What's the story?
All right, so the story is that Rich is a manager at H, and last year they opened a new store down in Jacksonville, and he was asked if he could go down there for like a couple weeks to help them open and train the new manager. Because I guess she'd never run a store before. So he said, sure.
Okay.
So he goes down there. He helps them open, helps train whoever. And then he came back like about a month later. And he told me he's got to go back down for the weekend because it's the weekend right after Thanksgiving. So Black Friday.
Okay. Sure. That makes sense.
So yeah. So since then, he's been going back there about once a month. And I'm like, when are you going to be done with them? I mean, I understand helping them in the first couple months, but at some point they have to learn on their own, you know?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Oh, and I also noticed that he had become friends with this girl on Facebook named Char. So, of course, I started stalking her.
Which you have every right to do, and you should do because he's your boyfriend.
Exactly. So, it turns out Char is the manager at A&M, and Rich has been going down there to help her. So, I find her on Instagram, and I see all these pictures of her at work. A few with Rich, most of them at work.
Okay.
But there's one of her getting a pedicure with a caption, gotta get right, got company this weekend. And then another one had a picture of some country singer and she was talking about going to his concert. And in the comments, I guess one of her friends wrote, Craig wants to know if you're bringing Rich so he has someone to drink beer with.
Oh, okay. So now this all seems like the relationship is now beyond the friends from work point.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So here's the part that made me really upset. About a month ago, I was like, so what do you want to do for your birthday this year? And he goes, actually, I'm in Jacksonville that week. So for his birthday, we get to do nothing. Instead, he's down there supposedly working and helping with Char Girl do whatever.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that. I mean, after all this time, he still needs to go down there to help out this store. I mean, at what point, like, what don't you know how to do still?
Yeah, like, I know. Yeah, that kind of seems weird to me, too.
Oh, let me finish. So I was like, what hotel are you staying at? And the only reason I asked was because I wanted to send him something, like a surprise at his hotel. Like, I was hoping they could put a bunch of balloons in his room when he checked in so he would feel like I didn't forget.
Right.
So when I asked him, he was like, I'm not sure, they haven't told me yet. So I waited a couple weeks and I asked him again. And I was like, do you know what hotel you're in yet? And he was like, nope, not yet. Then finally last week, I asked him. I thought, they gotta know what hotel he's in by now.
Right.
He still said that they didn't tell him, but they were going to tell him when he got into town. And I'm like, what? No, like something that's just something weird about all this.
Yeah, like he, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like he doesn't want you calling his hotel or making any surprise visits that he doesn't know about while he's down there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, you sold me on this. Let's see if we can figure out what's really going on down there in good old Jacksonville. Now, what time do you think the mall opens?
At 10 a.m. I mean, at least that's when all the malls, like, open here.
Yeah, his store opens here at 10 a.m.
Okay. So now do you happen to have this other girl's phone number by any chance?
No, I don't.
Okay. So we'll have to get creative here. Okay, give me a second. I'm going to put you on hold with Shag, and then he's going to get Rich's number from you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to need help figuring this out. If you have any ideas, feel free to text us at 757-104, because we might need some help on this.
Hello?
Hello, my name's Ashley. I work at H, and Char is my boss. I'm actually supposed to open today, and Char told me if there was any problems to call her, but for some reason she's not answering her phone, and this is a number she gave me for a backup if there was an emergency or anything. By any chance, do you know how I can get a hold of her?
Yeah, hang on just a second. I'll grab her for you.
Hey, it's one of your employees.
Hello, this is Char.
Hey, Char, listen, don't say anything. My name is Danny, and I'm one of Rich's best friends. I heard he was going to be down here this weekend, and I'm in town, and I wanted to surprise him for his birthday. Do you know what hotel he's staying at this weekend?
Hang on a sec. He's right down the hall from me. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you need?
I just wanted to surprise him at his hotel or something. Do you know which hotel he's staying at?
Actually, he's staying here. He's not at a hotel.
Oh, okay. So he's staying where? With you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool. Did you guys have plans later or anything?
We're going out to dinner, but I mean, if you want to join us for drinks after or something, that would be cool. I mean, I'm sure he'd love to be surprised.
Oh, he's going to be surprised. All right. In fact, put him back on the phone. I have another surprise for him.
Okay. Hang on. Here.
Hello?
Hey, Rich?
Yeah?
Hey, man, listen, I have a birthday surprise for you.
Who is this?
This is the Z Morning Zoo, Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. So we heard you're not home here in Virginia because you're down there partying with Char.
I'm here for work.
Yeah, well, your girlfriend Courtney wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. Until she found out you're staying with your little side piece instead of a hotel. So that's why you couldn't tell me where you were staying, because you're staying with her?
Oh, snap! What?
You're staying with her and not a hotel.
No, I'm not. I'm staying at the, I'm staying at the Hilton.
Oh, really? And what room number are you?
I don't know, 30-something? I forget. What's this all about?
Well, basically, what this all about, this is Dirty Work Wednesday, Rich, and you can probably stop lying about the whole I'm staying at a hotel thing, because Char already told us that you're staying with her.
And that you're going out to dinner tonight, and out for drinks. So, is this why you keep going down there once a month? So you can have your little getaway affair with this chick who looks like she's barely 18 years old?
All right, first of all, nobody's having an affair, all right? We're not even married. Second, she's 24, so you're wrong about that, too.
Oh, my God, you are so pathetic. Well, I'll tell you what. I hope you have a great birthday down there, because when you get back here on Sunday, I won't be here, and neither will any of my stuff.
Now, hold on a second. Stop being so dramatic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.